From west of the Rockies, dial 1-800-520-1534. From east of the Rockies, dial 1-800-520-1534. That number again, 520-1534, 1-800. If you're calling from Hawaii, call Rush Limbaugh. If you're calling from Alaska, try Dr. Laura. If you're calling from outside the continental United States, you'll need a telephone. Dial 1-800-520-1534. The wildcard line, which I have no idea what that is, dial 1-800-520-1534. Calling from the Caribbean, dial the country code, then call the area code, and then dial a phone number. Car phone callers, don't call. It sounds like crap. First-time callers can call 1-800-520-1534. And if you're calling from Europe, I forget. And now, America Overnight Online AM.
Good evening, and welcome. And that is something, obviously, I did not think I would ever say again. As you know, I announced on these airways that a little over a year ago, a very threatening event had happened to my family. A life-threatening event which I will not speak about here. I will not talk about it. There are news agencies and newspapers that do have the information. But you will not hear me talk about it. You could take an acetylene torch and jam it between the cheeks of my ass. Turn it on full. I wouldn't talk about it. But I will say that it has something to do with an imminent attack from Venus. However, that is all I will say. You could connect jumper cables to my scrotum area, but I will not reveal the true story. Now, the media has it. Many newspapers have it. Mad Magazine, I understand, is sitting on the story. If and when they do talk about it, then I'll talk about it. But suffice to say, I'm back on the air, and I never thought I'd say those words again. I never thought I'd be capable of saying those words again. Friday night, I drank an entire six-pack of Molson Ice, and I was not capable of saying those words. But we are back, and we're very happy to be back. In just a moment, we will be talking with investigative reporter Clark Kent. But first, I'd like to tell you, friends, you know I've been talking to you about the Super Flush remote. I don't know how many times this has happened to you, and as you know, I told you that my wife Ramona and I traveled to Europe over the last several months, and we were also in Africa, and we were in the deepest, darkest jungles of Africa, as well as India. And I'll tell you something, I was glad, my friends, that I had the Super Flush remote, because I said to Ramona as we were staring at the pyramids of Egypt, you know, Ramona, I don't think I flushed the toilet before we left the house. I said, there's something in the bowl, and when we come back, it could be a bad situation, especially with Y2K coming up. Thank God I had the super flush remote. You can flush your toilet from any country in the world, from an entire ocean away, from an entire continent away. You can be in Ghana. As a matter of fact, we are in Sierra Leone. And I whipped out the super flush remote, pressed the button, and in America, way back in Pahrump, Nevada, I could almost hear the flush as the super flush remote did its job. Friends, let me tell you, you've got to have it. And they now have a keychain version, friends, a keychain version of the super flush remote. Just whip out your keys, the car keys that you probably don't need if you're traveling in Sierra Leone. I don't think you have your automobile with you, but if you do and you've got your car keys, you have the keychain version of the super flush remote. Friends, just push a button and somewhere far, far away, our toilet's flushing. The super flush remote now from Demon Enterprises. Often when you're at work, you recall, didn't flush the toilet, something is over there, something's coming, something good, could be, who knows. The super flush remote will jam it right away. It'll just flush it away, and you'll be living large. That's the super flush remote from Demon Enterprises. Dial that all-important 1-800 number now, 555-555-555-555. The super flush remote from Demon Enterprises, it is an outstanding, outstanding gift idea this holiday season. Well, I never thought we'd have this gentleman on the air again. He has been hard at work. And you know who I'm talking about, and let's talk to him, bring him on. Clark, how long's it been?
It's been, I spoke with you, about 8 months ago.
Indeed. And I know you have been doing some things. It's kind of got you in some trouble.
Yes, absolutely right, huh?
I know that the people monitor these broadcasts, and I know that certain friends of ours, shall we say,
that's right,
are probably listening in right now. But I will tell you,
how long are your commercial breaks, by the way? Because your show started about 10 minutes ago, and you're just now getting to me.
Let me ask you, Clyde. You dug something up. The tabloids don't want to print it. The newspapers don't want to print it. We, of course, will talk about it here.
I did. And this is the combination of work that I did with Lois Lane.
How is Lois?
She's doing fine. She's had to revive them. The government, once again, they don't want the truth.
No, they don't. And that's why this forum exists. And I'm very happy to know that this forum continued, even though I was not on it. Although I was sitting at home and listening to my substitute host and dry heaving into wax paper. But I will say, by the way, he did suck, didn't he?
Holy Christ. Who was that guy?
Well, let's just say this. Let's say that there is a government agency that doesn't want the information out there.
Well, they don't, Arthur. What we were able to collect over the last 8 months was some astounding stuff that I know you have on your website.
We do have it on our website, www.infoseek.com. If you go there, you can see the photographs right now. What we have really is a conspiracy, isn't it?
I believe it is. The serums that the government's been working on, these are serums that can be taken as shots, just like a diabetic would take a shot. I can tell you that with all honesty and candor, we're sitting on top of something that could go flying right up our altitude and be in very big trouble.
What are these things you're talking about? And on our website, of course, at I believe it's hotelsex.com. What are we dealing with?
Well, we're dealing initially with the serum. The government has been sitting on this now, and it started in the 1950s and has continued on into the present day. But you can take in the serum that they developed, and they tested some 2,000 United States military personnel. Many of these people I was able to track down, and some of them, regrettably, are no longer with us.
Interesting. Coincidence?
I don't know, Art. I don't know whether the government's doing anything.
Well, we're going to have to break, and
what are you talking about?
We're going to break right now. and be back right here. Well, we've got Clark Kent. And I am telling you, what he has got, friends, is hot.
Will I be given time to tell my story?
We'll be right back. This is the CDC, Center for Disease Control.
What the hell? Hello? Am I on right now? What the heck? Are you going for a break?
We'll be right back.
Hello? I guess he's taking one of his goddamn breaks. Is that you playing the horn out there? It's a beautiful horn playing, eh?
We'll be right back.
Gotcha. Yeah, gotcha. Roger that.
KFI AM640, more stimulating talk radio, the Phil. AM640, more stimulating talk radio, the Phil Henry Show.
This is America Overnight Online, AM. To call the King of Thai, dial 1-800-521-534. If you're dialing from outside the Rockies, you're in America. If you're dialing from underneath the Rockies, you probably belong to some Department of Defense department. And if you're dialing from on top of the Rockies, maybe you're in Denver, Colorado. The Rocky Mountains are very important to us. If you haven't gotten that impression yet, we really love the Rockies. To us, the Rockies are just, they rock. We're always bugging you about the Rockies. Now, how about the Himalayas? We couldn't give a crap about the Himalayas. We're not in the Rockies here in the Himalayas. And now, here's America Online, overnight AM.
Well, thank you, and welcome back. We have investigative reporter Clark Kent, and we are going to get back to some stuff that he's got that is just unbelievable in terms of what the government's doing, what they have, what they're not telling you. I want you to go to our website right now. Those of you who have Netscape 4.0, www.bendmeover.com, and go to our website right now. We do have the webcam on this morning, and I have unzipped my fly and just pressed the camera right up to my crotch, and you'll get a pretty good shot there. If you can see, if you go over to the website right now, you can see it right there. Use Zoom, and what I've done is I've been able to unzip my fly and put the camera right there in the crotch area, so that'll give you a pretty good idea of what I'm talking about. Clark Kent, back with us. Let's talk about what the government is doing and the serum they've developed.
Yeah, well, what it is a serum that they've had in testing now for about 35 years, and when you inject the serum into your blood, then you can achieve flight. You can fly. Like Mighty Mouse or Superman or anything like that.
So you can fly around.
You can fly around just like a pixie. That in conjunction with the X-ray vision. Now the X-ray vision, of course, they don't think I know that they know that they have that they. I know they have it. They don't know that I know that they have the X-ray vision. But when you combine flying around the room like Peter Pan or like Tinkerbell with X-ray vision. You're talking about some...
It's dangerous.
That's exactly right, aren't you?
It's absolutely dangerous.
Absolutely. And, so I had X-ray vision, and they...
It's just dangerous, isn't it?
Shut up, interrupt me. I had X-ray vision, like in a movie with Ray Milland, and I could see through women's skirts. And I got, it's wild, and that's what we were doing, along with the invisibility factor.
How long have you been able to achieve invisibility? Did you get the serum from the government?
What I did, Art, is I broke into an Area 51 warehouse one night after crawling over a fence and evading the machine gun nests. And I broke a window and I went in and I went to a cabinet that said invisibility formula. And I grabbed a few bottles. What scared the crap out of me is that my joint became invisible first. You see?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that scared me because I drank the invisibility form and then I went to take a leak and there was nothing in my hand. And, oh boy,
Yeah, I can see what you're saying. I see where you're going with this.
Yeah,
I see where you're going with this. Mm-hmm. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, it really.
All right, let's see where we've been and where we're going. So you vaulted a fence at Area 51. You crawled through barbed wire and past the machine gun nests.
That's correct. Yeah.
And then you go into a warehouse. And
did I mention the dogs? They had wild Doberman pinchers and German shepherds and wolves that they trained to rip the throat clean out of any man that they see who was in civilian clothing.
No, I didn't hear that.
Well, one ripped a chunk right out of my ass, going over the wall. So I was in bad shape. By the time I got to the warehouse where the invisibility form was, I had a whole piece of my ass missing. And friend, you don't want that to happen to you.
You don't want that.
No, you don't. You don't want that. So I've been using an awful lot of Neosporin since then. But getting back to my story.
All right, so you got into the warehouse where the invisibility serum was.
I got into the warehouse, and I drank the invisibility serum, and I noticed that there was a men's room there. And I walked in, pulled it out, nothing.
So it began to work on that part of your body first.
That's exactly right. It began to work on that part of my body first. And the sad part of it was, is that's the only part of my body that it worked on. And I'm looking down, and there's nothing there. And I found out it was what is called a joint first serum.
The joint first serum.
That's right.
If you go to our website right now at www.bigbuttblonde.com, you will see our webcam is pointed directly at my ass.
Okay, I don't know what that has to do with anything.
All right, go ahead with your story.
Anyway, it was invisible, and I got home, and of course my wife said, "Where is it?" And I had no idea. So that is where I knew we were in trouble. It's been a tough day.
So you get a piece of your ass ripped?
Yeah, I got a chunk bit out of it by a dog. And I'm bleeding like a stuck pig, and then I come out with that. So my sex life sucks. If I could convince my wife that it's there, but she doesn't believe that it's there, so she won't have anything to do with an invisible one. And I don't know if you've ever tried to talk your wife into,
Well, mine's almost invisible. And
oh, I understand.
So that I know what you're saying.
Oral sex is out. It's out. I do want to get into the gamma bursts that you control from your hands and the fact that they have a serum that will give you an enormous ability to eat clean salad.
All right, let's leave it at that right now, Clark, if you wouldn't mind, and tell the people out there that we're talking with Clark Kent, the investigative reporter. And I'd like you to know that coming up in my next segment, I'm going to try this serum. I'm going to try this serum coming up in my next segment. So hold on to your hats for that one. This is the CDC, America Overnight Online AM. Quite a night. Amazing night.
Hello. Oh, Jesus, he's in a break again.
Quite a night. Magical. There are powers going on. There's stuff happening. I'm seeing things. I touch purple microdot and just the vortexes, all kinds of things. All right, I think I'm sensing Terry Ray Elmer in the KFI News Center.
Thanks, Joe. There may not be all that.
For Stimulating Talk Radio, the Phil Hendry Show.
This is America Online Overnight AM. To call from the Kingdom of Thy, dial 1-800-520-1534. If you're calling from east of the Rockies, you're probably in Florida. If you're calling from the more acid
garage, 50 miles per puke, you send away for this and build it in your garage. It comes in a box that is no bigger than a shoebox. Can you imagine an entire automobile and all the parts fit into a shoebox? It's made out of plastic. You'll need some plastic glue. It's got neat replica plastic wheels on it. And when it's shipped, it's only 20 pounds, but when you put it together, it weighs 6,000 pounds. How do they do that? I don't know. I've called the people. I just said, let me tell you something. The Ralph 1200 is so amazing. I want to advertise that on my program. And they said, Art, you're just the schmuck. You're just the guy to do it. The Ralph 1200, puke, and you're off. You from Heman Enterprises. Call 1-800-555-4353. That number again is 1-800-555-3783-2902. That number again, 1-800-555-3252. Clark Kent is my guest, and welcome back if you are on our website tonight. I've taken my shirt off, and you'll want to go to www.com and take a look at me. I have my shirt off, and I've removed my trousers as well. Now, Clark, getting back to your comments here, so you have the X-ray vision, and did you meet Aquaman at that time?
Yes, I did, Art. Aquaman was working for the federal government, and of course I met Spider-Man too. Also, the Human Flame, and that was interesting because he told me about the government research into creating gamma bursts of flame that you could throw with your hand, and the Human Flame showed me that, and he had a little midget that worked with him. It was, I gotta tell you something.
I mean, you actually stood in the same room with Spider-Man.
Yes, I did.
What I wouldn't give.
Well, the Human Flame sucked. It smells like gasoline. He's not a good smelling guy. But I don't suppose that you worry too much about those things.
All right, let's go to the phones now. We have Clark Kent, investigative reporter, east of the Rockies. You're on. Hello.
Hi, boy. How are you this morning, Art?
I'm real good, sir. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sacramento, California.
All right, that's not east of the Rockies. That's west of the Rockies.
Well, I as far as I was concerned, and as far as my knowledge and information went, and I had done some research on this, especially the writings of Dr. Jalen, and also at the University of Nashville, I've been in the library there. And I assumed, as a result of that, living in Sacramento, that I'm east of the Rockies.
Interesting.
Well, I can tell you that after Y2K, you'll be east of the Rockies.
That's a very good point.
Art, I want to say, first of all, thank Christ you're back on the air. We missed you so very deeply. And I know that your family is under a very serious threat of imminent attacks from people from Venus or whatever the hell. But thank God you're back on the air because Hilly Rose sucks.
Well, I thank you very much for that, sir. Now, you have your question?
Yeah, my question for Mr. Kent is, are you familiar with the wave? I believe it's the incredible demand that the guy who... Oh!
All right, we lost that caller. Clark, let me just say this. I have heard a lot of bullcrap in my life, but the stuff you're laying out tonight is so aromatic, so corrosive in its stench, so nostril-fillingly nauseating, it's unbelievable. It just is unbelievable, the bullcrap that you're shoveling tonight.
Well, thank you very much. I must compliment you as well. When you pulled yourself off the air and tried to get people to believe that there was some big threat to your family, I mean, that is a load of bull stool, the stench of which does not even abide the telling.
Well, I do appreciate that. And I can only tell you that all of your support is very much appreciated.
Well, when it comes to bullcrap, nobody shovels it like you are, let me tell you that.
Thank you, Clark. I appreciate that very, very much.
What I wanted to say to you is there's another serum that I was telling you about, and that was the one that was the most. You drink this, and you turn into a goblin, and a goblin with pointed ears and a long nose and funny-looking feet. I drank that, and I went trick-or-treating the other night.
Is that right? Did you save on the cost of a costume?
I absolutely did. That's something the government doesn't want you to know.
Well, what do you call that serum?
I call it Yum.
Now, this is the serum that you drink and you turn into a goblin.
That's right. I call it goblin juice. I gotta tell you something. It's just great. And the government doesn't want you to know about it because you can save on the cost of a costume.
So what you did was, rather than spend the money on a costume, you drank goblin and you turned into one.
That's right, Emma, and I went door to door.
So that is an amazing... You know, they don't...
It tastes like Dr. Pepper is what it basically tastes like. And when you drink the goblin juice and you turn into a goblin, you can go trick-or-treating. And let me tell you, when you go up to the door and you look like some kind of a freak out of a sewer, they'll give you all the candy. They dump it all into your bag, and then they lock the door.
Fascinating, fascinating material. And again... Does the government tell us about this?
No, of course they don't, Art. They want people to continue to spend enormous amounts of money on goblin costumes.
And juice would be the elderly.
There's no doubt about it, Art. The elderly need our goblin juice more than the other people in the world. It's just...
I wanted to... Can I ask a question?
Please, go ahead.
Can it make you fly?
The goblin juice, when I drank it that night, and I drank it in my bathroom, and there was a lot of steam coming out of it, and then I looked up into the mirror, and I went, like that. And then I put on a big, tall hat and a cape, and I lurked out into the night. So it will not help you fly, but it can make you lurk. And
it'll help you lurk.
Yes, indeed, ma'am. It'll help you lurk and look around. What you have there, are you interested in being a goblin and flying?
Yes, I was wanted to.
Well, you have to drink the goblin juice and the fly juice. The fly juice is what helps you fly. The goblin juice changes you into a goblin. And,
And what about the X-ray vision for crying? Boy, I'd love that.
Well, the X-ray vision, too. But you have to take the X-ray vision juice as well.
That would make sense.
Absolutely, I guess it would. And you're pretty selfish with the juices, aren't you, lady? You really want it?
I want them all. I want goblin, fly, and X-ray.
Well, I don't know if the goblin will ever... Well, there's lots of bitches.
All right, caller, thank you.
Thank you, Art. And God, thank God in heaven you're back on giving us the truth, telling us about... By the way, Art, can I ask a question?
Certainly.
Am I east or west of the Rockies? Because I have no...
You're not...
I have no idea. One more question.
Yes, ma'am.
My husband's been drinking ass-loving juice. Is that going to...
Yeah, that'll set him off.
All right, thank you. But am I east or west?
Ma'am, I don't... Your call came in on the wild card line, so...
Oh, no. Am I east or west of the Rockies?
I don't know. You're on the wild card line. Thank you, caller. Thank you very much.
Oh, where am I? Am I east or west of the Rockies?
This is the CBG.
Well, am I east or west of the Rockies?
Lady, he's going to break, okay? Anytime he says that, he's going to break. Okay, it's going to be a long, boring-ass commercial, too.
This is... Alice ADD. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, Alan LaGreen. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, The Phil Hendry Show.
This is America Online Overnight AM. To call from the Kingdom of Nye, dial 1-800-520-1534. From South America, dial 1-800-520-1534. From Africa, dial 1-800-520-1534. From Asia, 1-800-520-1534. From India, 1-800-520-1534. From Earth, 1-800-520-1534. And like that.
Good morning, and welcome back. And we have Clark Kent, and we have been talking about some things that are absolutely astounding. And Clark, again, my thanks. And would you please give Aquaman... Spider-Man, Mighty Mouse, all of them. It's just great.
You know, it's amazing how your announcer's voice is very similar to mine, and that's something that I'm going to have to check out.
Indeed.
Because I might be the same guy who announces on your show, and I think that's scary.
All right, well, Clark, thank you very much. I do want to address my audience now. As I told you, a year ago, a very threatening event happened to my family. I can now tell you what that threatening event was and why I was off the air for 2 weeks. In the last year, my wife Ramona's ass has gotten enormous. That's wrong. It's just wrong. It threatened my family, threatened the very fabric of our marriage. She went from having a nice, trim, tight rear section, and that ass ballooned. I think she drank goblin juice.